You know list building is important for your online business. If you want to make more sales of your courses, products, and services, well, you need to have a list of leads who are ready, willing, and able to buy what you're offering. Today, we're going to be talking about how to start building your list, how to start growing your list with more intention, with the intention of turning your list into leads. So if that sounds interesting to you, grab your notebook and let's get started. My name is Anne Samoylov, and I've been supporting and strategizing online course launches for clients, myself, and students for over a decade. And I want to help you get your big idea out to the world too. Whether you're a coach, an artist, a consultant, or you just have a course you want to get in front of more of the right people, well, I welcome you, friend, to the Fearless Launching Show. Let's get into today's episode. So over the last few weeks, we've talked about lots of different things in terms of mapping out your marketing, creating your content strategy, and that leads into your marketing, right? Today, we're going to actually talk about building your audience so that you have people to see all the amazing stuff you're doing, and you're building a list of people that will hopefully turn into leads for your upcoming launches, offers, products, campaigns, whatever funnels, whatever it is, and however you are selling your products. Now, before we dive in today, I want to make sure you know what to expect, right? So first, I'm going to cover a bunch of mindset shifts that I want to share with you about list building, because I do believe the way that I approach list building is a little bit different from what I'm hearing out in the world. It's not that no one's talking about it, but I definitely approach list building in a completely different way. We're also going to talk about how all these mindset shifts are going to change how you grow your list and some options and just things to know as you're building your list. Then we're going to talk about the after. What happens once people get on your list, no matter how they come on your list, right? What are you going to do with them to make sure that you are really list building with your launch in mind, okay? And that's why this is really the growth plan, because you don't want to just be growing the number of people on your list, because that really doesn't mean anything unless they are specifically primed for taking action on an offer that you might make to them, whether you have a physical product, an online course, a digital product, maybe a mastermind, maybe coaching services, maybe you offer consulting, maybe you offer some other sort of solution that they might need. Okay. So those are the main things. And at the end, I'm going to share this. There's actually a few different past episodes that I'm going to share with you. So as we're listening, if you want to check the, or after we're listened, you can just pop into the show notes and you'll be able to see those listed there. So let's talk about mindset shifts about launch building, list building. So first mindset shift, we're not building a list of people to just send random information to. We're not just building a list so that we can say we have X number of people, okay? We are building a list of potential leads for the products we're selling, because what else do we need them for? So in that respect, I think the most important mindset shift there is, it doesn't matter how many people you have, as long as they're leads that will potentially, and maybe there's a good chance that they will buy the products that you're selling. If you've done your job, then you are building a list of people who are potential buyers. That's much more important than having 100,000 people on your list. You could have 2,000 highly targeted people who are looking for the exact thing that you are selling. And that's going to be more valuable than having that 100,000 person list where maybe only 100 people really want what you're selling. And maybe the rest of the people are just like, oh my God, I just love this person. So that's what we're going for here. Okay. We're creating a community with a like-minded interest or focus in learning or gaining experience or going on the same journey together. Or think about what you're building as a community. And communities usually have one main focus or something that brings everyone together. Okay? Next thing, you can start your list anywhere you are showing up regularly. So if you don't have a website, you don't have any standard place like that. You don't have a YouTube channel. That's fine. Let's say you just have an Instagram feed. You have an Instagram profile. You changed it to a business profile. You can start building your list there. In fact, no matter where, you can build your list. So think about where you show up regularly, because that's going to give you the hint about what to do. And there are so many tools available to you to help you build that list that don't require you to have every single piece of the puzzle in place. But you do have to have a place you show up regularly. So think about what that might be and where that might be. And think about when you're selling something, you got to have a person in mind that you're selling to. So who is that person? What their challenges are, what their solutions they want. Think about their dreams. This is also something that I think is just a good practice when it comes to building any sort of business. You need to have an ideal customer. So then here's the next thing. Other people can help you grow your list. We often think we have to struggle in silence and put up our little messages here and there, put our little ads on the sidebar of our blog, or put our links to our stand store and in our little places, and that no one can help us. But actually, you should have other people helping you. And you can do that in a number of ways, from podcasts, being on other people's podcasts, doing guest posts. Yes, guest posting still exists. If you have been around for a while, you'll be like, are guest posts even a thing anymore? Yep, they are. And you can be in front of other people's audiences. You can even just be in front of other people's audiences by collaborating on social platforms. So don't just distance yourself and think you have to struggle through the process of building your audience and your list alone, because you don't. Okay, next thing to remember, and this is something I'm like the poster child for, okay? You don't have to change your freebies every month or add something every week or every month or even every year, okay? You can build your list with one core freebie or a few different core freebies if you want to, because I do think people like new things, and I think it's a good idea to have things to shuttle between. Like, I have a launch workbook and planner that I've had for a very long time. I've just updated it. There's also a launch roadmap that I've just recently updated with more detailed to-do lists inside each of the steps of the roadmap. And I even have another freebie that I haven't really talked about in a while, but it's like a launch turnaround strategy. It's ideas for amping up or boosting your launch when you feel like things aren't going the way you want to. So it's just a workbook PDF of all the different ideas, things that I do when I'm like, how do I want to boost my sales a little bit here? What do I have to do? So you can build things, but we're going to talk about this because about the type of freebies that mean your core freebies. Okay. But what I think the most important shift here is you don't need 5 million freebies. You can just have one freebie if you want for years, just as long as you keep it updated, you keep it fresh. And there are different ways to update it. You can update the design. You can update the content. You can do both. You can just add a totally new section to it. You can add a how-to video with it. There's lots of ways to improve, enhance, and grow an existing freebie. You don't have to start from scratch. Okay. Next, you can launch your freebie to the world, launch it. In a way, you're building buzz for it and practicing launching and practicing promoting your work. I call it a discovery launch. It's just releasing and launching your free thing. And when you are thinking about doing something like that, we'll talk about that in the next section of the podcast. But essentially, you treat it just like a launch. You give it a schedule. You give it a timeline where you're just going to focus on getting people onto that list. Maybe you have partners. Maybe you have those collaborators that I talked about just a few moments ago. What you can do is just by following through just by creating that map for what you're going to do to improve the freebie, then when you're going to launch it, what is it going to be? You're celebrating the work that you complete and you're ready to share with others. Celebrate that fact, because a lot of people don't even get to that. I'm actually reminded of back when I first started working after college. I was a film major at Emerson College, and I knew tons of people. Once I had moved to Los Angeles, I knew tons of people who were making their films or saying they were making their films. I was part of groups that were making their films. And sometimes those films never came to fruition. And I realized that, there were some people that did finish their films. And finishing a film is a great feat. It's a great thing to celebrate. And so I always said to myself, you know what? It's not about how amazing a film is. Did you get it finished? Because a lot of films, and we can look at films and be like, oh, that film sucked or whatever. But if you look at the film that got finished, well, finish your film if you don't like the other people's films. So I feel like finishing is a big deal. So let's celebrate that even with our freebies. Okay, calming down now. And then I want you to think about the journey of a lead as they maybe become interested in you before they even finish watching a reel or they sign up for your freebie. So we often think of sales as what happens before they buy, during, like maybe when you're delivering, and then after the sale, what happens after they've purchased and maybe taken part in whatever you've purchased. But what about the journey of the actual lead? Way before, there's also a before, during, after for that person. But the before, which technically when someone is in that lead position, or that's what their label is, that can be broken down further and further and further. And if you think about that journey, how did they find you? What did they see first? And this is information you can get from people. So if you're just building your list, I remember when my list was like 50 people or under, and I thought to myself, oh man, this is a great time because I actually have the capacity to speak to each and every person. And I did at the beginning of Fearless Launching in 2012. I remember thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to use this time. This first Fearless Launching, I'm going to make sure that I give them that extra attention. I'm going to talk to each one of them. I'm going to find out how they found me. And it, you know, for many, many iterations of, and, you know, cohorts through Fearless Launching, like in 2012, 2015, 14, 15, 16, I was able to find out so much information about where people came from. That's what your job is in that before, because that's going to help you build out like this. Okay, so I'm going to need to show up daily on Reels. So I'm going to have to do one carousel post on Instagram. So I'm going to start my podcast, but maybe that doesn't all happen at once, right? You want to layer on different ways and different ways that people can discover who you are. And one of the worksheets inside Fearless Launching is actually that thinking through that origin story of someone. And you ask people this, how did they find this person? You can even ask if you know someone who's in a program, like you might have people who are in your same industry who are building their business right alongside you. So what if you could ask them and just say, hey, how did you find this person? Even like someone that you share that interest with, or you can think about yourself and think, how did I find, insert the name of the person that you follow and you learn from? And what did it take before you decided to become a customer or decided to work with them? So just know that. And if you're thinking, that'll help give you some clues as to the kind of things you're going to need to do to build this list of leads, right? So now let's talk about some of the ways that we're going to be growing our list. We talked about the freebie, but I'll go into that a little bit more now. We're going to talk about the wait list, the launch list itself, and we're going to talk about practice launches. So first, we're going to think about our freebie. Be super specific about who your freebie is for and what will come next. What offer does it connect to? And I want you to think through also, just think about your person as they sign up for that freebie. Know the timeline of your ideal customer as it relates to whatever you sell. So if your ICA is a parent, are they a single parent? Make sure you're speaking to someone in that position, not someone who's married, not someone who has no children, not someone who never intends to have children. So you really want to be very specific about who you're speaking to in this freebie and then what comes next after that thing. So think about that timeline of your ideal customer and really get to know who they are. Sometimes you're not going to know. Sometimes you're going to be like, you know what? This freebie is for people who are going to join my thing or sign up for my whatever, your offer. And maybe you won't know too much to begin with, but just try to spend a little time thinking about who they are, what they're challenged with, what that timeline for them is. Who are they? And where are they coming to you for this freebie? Are they experienced? Are they not experienced? Are they, perhaps not, maybe they are experienced, but they just haven't found something that has connected with them that really makes sense to where they are. Just try to think through that a little bit. And if you have someone you know is a potential ideal customer, speak to them. Go and say, hey, I'd love your help with something because I'm creating this free resource and I want to make sure it really resonates. It really connects with where you are right now. Because and you can say to someone, you're the exact type of person I want to talk to and that I want to help. But this is just this free resource so you can cut out the whole, they're not going to think that you're going to invite them to a Zoom call or go back and forth on Instagram DMs or something in order to sell them something. You literally want to know how to create this free resource for them. So that's the freebie. Second is your wait list. So always have a launch list, right, for any product you're selling and focus on those people during your launches. This is why your freebie is so important, that it connects to your launch list, because let's say they sign up for your thing and then you deliver the PDF or the link to whatever it is that you've created. And then you send some welcome emails to kind of walk them through that a little bit. And perhaps you have an offer. Now, you want to make sure that these people get invited to learn more about working with you. Now, in a way, the freebie in itself, like that freebie list of people, are going to be like your launch list. They're going to be your secondary unofficial launch list. But you do also want to invite people to be on the wait list and tell them it's coming. And if they want to know more, make sure that you give them that opportunity to sign up. So what's going to happen is you're going to get less complaints, less unsubscribes if people do have the choice to learn more, and then you actually tell them. And then the only exception I'd make is if you sell one thing and people join your list to hear about that one thing. Now, it's still a good idea to have a launch list so you know when people are actually ready to buy or there's genuine current interest. But if you do have a one topic thing, a one offer business, then in a way, people still, that's kind of a wait list. But you still want to give them the choice to hear about the upcoming thing. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to email those people, by the way, during your launch. You're just going to email them a little bit differently. Number three, practice launching, the practice launch. So launching your freebie is a great way to just practice launching, practice that flow of promotion and the balance of giving value and the balance of selling. Sign up for my thing, sign up for my thing. This gives you the opportunity to figure out what works, because some of the same things that are going to work to launch your freebie are also going to work and get people used to you making those offers. And you're almost, I hate to say you're training people. I used to say this a lot more, but you are training their brains to get used to you speaking to them like this, marketing to them in a way that is totally unique to you. So they're not like, oh God, here we go again. Another thing. And what is this person shilling me now? You want people to know that you're providing value, but And there are other ways, I think, of also practicing launching and, in quotes, training people to know that you have something to buy. There's definitely other ways to do that. But when it comes to your freebie, here's what I recommend: that you schedule a 2-week to maybe a month long, you could decide, 2 to 4 week period of time where all you're going to do is focus on getting that resource into the hands of as many people as possible. Be excited about it. Celebrate the update, the new thing that you've created. And then what you can do is you're going to want to add a call to action to any piece of content that you create during this time. Because the great thing is, if it's social, it's just going to stay there and people will get that call to action when they see that content. But you are creating it for this period of time specifically, just to kick things off. You can create a graphic or graphics for your website. You can create an ad, in quotes, for your own podcast. You can post reels and IG posts telling someone to sign up to your brand new freebie. You can email your existing list to let them know it's available. And you can also have your friends, have your business besties spread the word about the thing that you are creating. I want to address an in quotes freebie that I had and made an offer about. And then, of course, I'm coughing. You might not hear all the coughs during this episode, but I'm still coughing. Doing the webinar, the workshop, the launch mix-up workshop I wanted to do that I tried to reschedule for this week has been impossible. Even recording this episode has been impossible because I've been stopping every few minutes to cough. Thankfully, Descript, my editing tool, allows me to take most of those out, unless it's covering a word, but you might hear there's a little bit of gravel, and it's really difficult to make sure that I'm like getting all my points out. I'm having to restart sentences. All of that is happening, but you might not hear all of it when you're listening right now, just because I've taken some of it out. But practicing launching is such a key, amazing thing to do for your freebies because it gets you ready to start launching. It gets your audience used to you focusing on one thing, one action you want them to take, right? And so for me, I had a workshop, a free workshop. And the second I announced it, I got sick. So I wasn't even able to write and then send all the rest of the emails to invite people. And then when I finally felt better, I rescheduled it. And then I was like, oh my God, I literally can't even talk. And so now what I ended up doing with that, and I think this is why I am so glad it was just a free resource. Because if I'd been in the middle of a launch, I wouldn't have been able to talk. And so what I ended up doing, and this is why having freebies is amazing, because you can record things in advance. You don't have to do things live. And this is exactly what I did. I said, you know what, Anne, you need to create this as a free resource that isn't live, because otherwise you're going to be waiting. And the doctor said it could be 3 weeks before I'm not coughing every few minutes. So I'm like, are you joking me? That's what I did with my launch mix-up workshop. I recorded it. I'm going to be sending you guys, if you want it, I will be sending it out to the list in the next 2 days, probably tomorrow, Friday the 15th. But even if you don't listen to this episode here until the 20th, it's going to be available to you as a free resource that you get to go through. And it really, it's like a continuation of the podcast that I did about different types of launches and different types of funnels and different things that you can do. So just know that that's the other benefit to doing this kind of practice freebie launch, is that you don't have to have a live webinar. You don't have to have a live things. You create your freebie, you create all the pieces, and then you're just promoting it. So you don't have to have all the things that you would during a normal launch, but it still gives you that feeling that you are launching. So the after, let's jump into the after. What happens once people download this super specific, laser-focused freebie that connects directly with what you're going to be offering soon, or maybe what you already have available now? So you want to take people to that next step so they are continuing to get closer to your offer. This is why in that free training I just told you about, and I will send you free. So if you're not on my list and you want to know about that, just leave a comment below and I will make sure to send that to you. But anyways, in that I talk about the one funnel we all should have in place. And this freebie funnel, it gets you started with selling. So you have a freebie. People find that freebie. They're like, yep, I need that. They get redirected to a thank you page that says, hey, your freebie's on the way to your inbox. And just below that, kind of a bit visible above the fold of the website, like where the browser ends. But in the meantime, check this out, because this might be something you need, especially if you just said you want this freebie. And then below is a thank you page offer for one of my products. Then if someone purchases it, great. Either way, they're going to be getting an email sequence to kind of let them know about me, my journey a little bit. And at some point during that sequence, I'm going to make the offer for that same product that was on that thank you page again. And so you can create that right now, no matter what your offer is. It works really well with lower priced offers. Like I think 47 and lower is what I've had as one of these types of freebie offers. And it helps you also mentally connect the freebie to what their next step is going to be, what that next offer is going to be. But even beyond that, okay, even beyond that, you have an opportunity to still make offers, keep them in the loop, make sure that they're always getting closer in terms of you're strengthening them as a lead. And here are some of the ways that I've done that over the years. I've learned these from other people too, which they were game changers. So the first major after game changer is a forever funnel, or basically it's an evergreen email sequence. So say you send an email out every week with your piece of content. Hey, here's my new YouTube video. Oh, here's my new podcast. Here's my email for the week. Here's what's up this week. You know, whatever it is. If you have a weekly newsletter, this works great. Because let's say you send your weekly newsletter on Thursdays. Well, your evergreen or forever funnel, I've heard it called different things, or asynchronous funnel, because it's for people on their own timeline. So maybe you have an email to anybody who signs up for this freebie that in addition to your newsletter, on Mondays, they're also going to get another email from you with some sort of value piece of content. Maybe you send them to older podcasts or older emails or older blog posts or older things even on social, because you can obviously embed things that you've done on Facebook and on Instagram and on other things. You can remind people. This gives you that chance to remind people about your offer, but not, you can do it in every single email that you do every Monday. But what you also could do is do, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks of just value. And then maybe in the PS, you say, hey, when we're ready to work together, do this. Here are some other things, ways that we can work together. But maybe every 3 to 4 emails, you can email them an actual, hey, I'm inviting you to this other thing. Maybe it's like an pre-recorded workshop, like my launch mix-up workshop, which is what I'm going to do. So expect to hear about that workshop, because there's a reason for that. Because in that workshop, I am letting you know about something that is just starting up now and hopefully will grow over time. You can do that forever or evergreen funnel. It's just a great way to keep people in the loop who have signed up for something. Also, you can make this forever funnel something that people get put into if they sign up for a webinar and they don't purchase. You can have people into the freebie funnel and sign up for people just so that they stay in the loop and they know all the things that you offer. Okay? You can host new or updated offers or emails every month to send to the list who've signed up for your freebie. You can invite your freebie leads to your social media or other places, or check out other things that you've done. Look at this as a way to introduce those people to other things that you're doing, but doing so on a regular basis. You don't have to be tough. You don't have to be hardcore in the way that you present offers to them. You can keep it in your PS, unless, let's say you are doing a live launch. you can let people know about that as well. It's just going to be another list for you to tap into. And then also, perhaps after weeks, maybe like after 2 months, if they've been in the funnel and they're still not customers, maybe you send them to a different or smaller offer or more introductory offer. Or perhaps you invite them to a clarity call or a consult call just to talk to you so you can understand where they are in their own process. Maybe they're never going to purchase, and that's fine too. But take your list building seriously. Yes, you can go to Canva, make a checklist, but it'll be more effective if you create specific lead magnets for your specific offers. So for instance, let's say I've done lots of episodes for the podcast on, I've got launch planning, on just launch strategy in general. I've got communication episodes. I've got productivity episodes. So for, let's say I was promoting a product, my Message Lab program, which I'm not actively pushing or sharing right now at all, though it's available. But if I were going to do that, maybe I'd create a freebie. Maybe I'd do a webinar. Maybe I'd then send people to a bunch of those podcasts that are specifically related to messaging and communication during your launch. So that's all that it might look like. And maybe I'll start doing, maybe I'd spend a month doing posts that are just about communication, marketing and communication in order to sell more of your products and services. Maybe that's what I would do. So think through what your offer is and then think about all the content suite that's going to surround that offer and support it. You don't have to change your lead magnets every 5 seconds. And I'd actually challenge you to focus on one offer, one lead magnet, and one, maybe two platforms that are going to help you get that word out and build that leads list that's going to be interested in that freebie and that topic and potentially that offer, right? I've had my main lead magnets, like I said, related to launching for many years. I've simply updated and relaunched them over time. Like a couple times a year, I'll focus on getting more people to download the roadmap, and I'll focus on people getting into the workbook. And I have to put that in the calendar or else it'd be all over the place. But now, because I've done that over the years, those calls to action live everywhere, like legitimately everywhere. And I'm in the process of even updating lots of the older content so that call to action is definitely there if it wasn't put in there to begin with. Okay. All this to say, don't be afraid to create multiple freebies related to one offer. But I do think starting with that one offer and really focusing in on one freebie, focusing on launching that, getting that bunch of that content for that freebie that leads to the freebie, and then also don't be afraid to start building out some of this before, during, and after just for the people who you want to help get ready or know for sure that they want to work with you at some point, or to encourage them to at least explore what working with you would look like. People may need to see different things. They may need to attend a webinar. They may need to download something. They may need to see your posts on Instagram or TikTok, or they may need to watch a video you've done in the past. You don't have a ton of control over the order in which they might do these things. So that's why if you can create that experience of not order, but when someone signs up for a webinar, that is in itself an experience that then you can follow up with some more communication about. Same thing when you download something. You don't want to just leave them out to dry with just this download. You want to follow up with something so that they have an experience that you have created an ordered experience, because you don't know what people are going to need in order to either say, yeah, it's not for me, or, you know what, I really think I might want to work with this person because I've seen some of the content. I really think I resonate with their values and I like what they're teaching. And I downloaded this freebie. It was really good. But you know what really put me over the edge was that webinar or that challenge I went to. And then I saw this other thing and I was like, oh yeah, we're done here. I'm going to definitely work with this person. Some people will need all of the things. Some people will need one thing. Okay. So as we close up today, I just want to encourage you to start really thinking about your list building as it relates to specific offers. That's the core message here. And I've got a few other podcast episodes. Some of them are podcast episodes, but some of them are just blog posts. I have a 5-step list building engagement strategy post that you'll find below. I have actually a past webinar, Truth About List Building for Your Launch. You can watch/listen to that over on YouTube. And your list is bigger than you think. This is an old episode, but it is one that I think we all need to remember that while we might not own our audiences on our platform, not own, but you know what I mean? Social media can fluctuate and change and those people can go away. And it's not like we can, those people are following us, but they are still part of our audience. And so if we can expand the way we look at our list to, okay, how am I going to engage these people to then take that next step and download that freebie? As soon as we look at our audience, then we can look at, okay, are those people on an actual list that I can then start talking to them in a very ordered and give them more of an experience as opposed to someone who's on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok who might not, we don't even know how often they're showing up. We don't even know how our content is being presented to them, really. So anyway, so these are some of those past episodes and I will put them in the notes below. But the one thing I want to encourage you to do is just think through, are my current lead magnets, are my current ways that I'm building my list, are they related to my specific offer or are they just super general? That's your first step, is getting that freebie, whatever it is, very specific to what it is you're going to be offering. And then you can build on that with some of the suggestions I've provided here in this episode. Also, you can hear I'm still going to be sniffling, which is crazy. Finally, I do want to encourage you to look at the show notes below. I'll put all the resources that I can possibly drum up about list building, because there might be more things on my site that I'm just not thinking about right now. But check the show notes out and check out any of the resources that I'm sharing. And I hope to talk to you very soon. Let me know if you have any questions. For those of you listening on YouTube, you can for sure leave comments below and I will get back to you. If you're on my list, just hit reply on an email, maybe the email that you heard about this episode, and let me know if you have any questions. And of course, follow me over on Instagram because I'm there as well, creating content, and you're welcome to that as well. I'm here to support you. And I think that building your audience, getting that right group of people, priming the pump, making sure that they know for sure, yes, I need this, or nope, moving on. You want that quick decision, because people who hang on to your list and then you get this inflated sense of, I don't even know if these are actually people who are ever going to buy, that does nothing for you. Your ego might be like, I've got, 20,000 people on my list. And then you look at your sales and you're like, and hardly any of those people are buying. So you want to know who you've got on your list. And this is the first step in making sure you do. All right. Have a great rest of your week. I am so excited for what's coming. If you're on my list, you're going to be receiving an email and you'll be able to watch a workshop at your leisure all about building out these various types of funnels. The list building funnel is really the first one that I think we all need to make sure we prioritize and get set up now. All right, I will see you next week, and that's it. Have a great one.